Headline: Pump Fund co-founder Dylan Koehler linked to 2017 ICO scams report, published at 2:25 p.m. UTC, April 23, 2025. Pump Fund co-founder Dylan Koehler has been linked to a number of shitcoin rug pulls that extracted $75,000 from unsuspecting investors when he was just 16. Wired reportedly discovered that a developer using Dylan Koehler's name launched 8 coins in 2017. Two of these, eBitcoin Cash and Ethereum Cash, reportedly made the developer $75,000 in Ether, worth $400,000 today. The developer promoted these two coins in the Bitcoin Talk forum, making numerous promises and generating enough interest to raise Ethereum Cash's value to £1.3 million. However, Wired reports that they began selling their Ethereum Cash holdings in secret, which coincided with an 88% drop in value. They used Ether Delta to sell, making 240 ETH before dividing it across various wallets on centralized exchanges. Certix chief security scientist said, "We strongly suspect that Ethereum Cash was used by the developer for a rug pull." Subheading: How Wired linked Dylan Koehler to Dylan Koehler. Both coins were promoted by one person, using the account's domain broker and Ninja God. In one instance, domain broker shared a personal email address with the name Dylan Koehler, while Ninja God launched a thread that referred to Koehler as the developer of Ethereum Cash. This developer also claimed in a Telegram group that they're based in the UK city of Brighton. Pump Fund's co-founder is also listed on the electoral records as having an address in the area, and a Pump Fund entity uses this address in its corporate filings. A coin called Equus that was promoted by Ninja God on Bitcoin Talk also shares identical code to Ethereum Cash and was featured on a YouTube account using Dylan Koehler's name. Neither Pump Fund nor Koehler responded to Wired's request for comment. Protos has reached out to Alon Cohen, Pump Fund's co-founder, for comment and will update this article if we hear anything back. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.